Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
Good morning, Dr. Dworkin.
Good morning, Steve.
This headline today is that antibiotics, even gentle antibiotics, can damage the good germs in your body.
This is a study done at the University of California, a very small study. So it's three women, and it was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. But three women were given an antibiotic called ciprofloxacin, or Cipro is the trade name. A very common antibiotic to give for urinary tract infections. And in fact, what they did is they gave this antibiotic for 5 days. And the question they wanted to answer is, how much of the normal bacteria, when you give this antibiotic to destroy the bacteria, which is usually E. coli, when you give this antibiotic to destroy the bacteria causing a bladder infection or other infections, what happens to the other good bacteria in the gut? And they found that when they gave this 5-day course and they did DNA tests on the stool samples to find out what kind of microbes were living in the gut, they found by the end of 1 week of the course for these women, they found that these bacteria were, a lot of good bacteria were destroyed. And even though after a week or two of finishing the antibiotic, they found that these bacteria, when they returned, were often incomplete. That is, there were some other bacteria that were in the gut that really weren't making a good comeback. And the analogy to this is when you see C. difficile infections in hospitals, people getting antibiotics for all kinds of infections, and a lot of the gut bacteria is destroyed, and C. difficile has a chance to take advantage of that and cause infections. And so what this is driving home is that even simple short courses of antibiotics can disrupt gut flora, which is the bacteria. And so it's important when you are treating to say, you know, let's do a culture of the urine, in this case, a urinary tract infection, for example, find out which bacteria are causing the infection and choose the antibiotic that has the narrowest spectrum, that is, has the least collateral damage to the gut. This also will open up an understanding by looking at what happens when you do this treatment, what these particular bacteria do in terms of providing benefit. And also, as well, you have to be careful when prescribing antibiotics is not to give antibiotics willy-nilly for colds and flus where it's not going to do much help. But in this case, it was simply Cipro that they were looking at. So we can only talk about this particular antibiotic. It is a more broader spectrum one, so this is why they chose it. But nevertheless, small study, but I think a very important message.
Thank you, doctor.